KBBI's Evening News is supported by Homer Real Estate, now celebrating 40 years of helping buyers and sellers on the Southern Kenai Peninsula achieve their real estate dreams. Listings can be found at homerrealestate.com or by calling 907-235-5294. It's Thursday, May 22nd, 2025, and it's time for KBBI's Evening News. I'm Josh Krohn. On Wednesday evening, Homer High School held the graduation ceremony for the senior class of 2025. KBBI's Emily Springer provides more details from this event.
72 students were listed in the graduation program, and the audience filled both sides of the high school gymnasium. Presiding over the ceremony was Mr. Doug Wacloski, soon to be retiring principal of the high school. As Wacloski opened the ceremony, he referred to his retirement as a similarity with the students.
Today we celebrate the accomplishments of the class of 2025. This is bittersweet for me because this will be my last as Homer High School principal. At some point today, the 1,000th student will cross this stage while I am principal. I have stood outside over 2,000 times saying hello in the morning, rain, snow, or shine. Some have laughed at my jokes, some have groaned and rolled their eyes. Four teachers have viewed over 350 PowerPoints, bless their hearts. It's truly been an honor working with Homer High School students, helping to create one of the best schools in the state and create one of the best schools in the country. This will be my last time I celebrate graduation, the last time I'll say good morning, and as students walk in the building, the last time I get to listen to their hopes and dreams as I'm walking the halls. That being said, I actually have many things in common with this graduating class. Like many students, I'm figuring out what I want to do with my life after the ceremony.
After the welcoming address, Wacloski introduced this year's commencement speaker, Taylor O'Donnell Bacher, who graduated from Homer High School in 2001. In her high school years, Bacher began her wrestling career that eventually took her to the 2004 Summer Olympics in Athens, Greece. Now retired, she began her comments noting that all things pass, come and go.
Good things come and they go. This is life. There are good times and there are bad times. We all know this. But remember neuroplasticity. The more you think about a topic, the more you think a thought, the more likely you are to think that thought.
O'Donnell Bacher encouraged the graduates to train themselves to remember the beauty, the joy in life, because those feelings will become easier to access. She'd closed her address with the following remarks, quote, "Chase knowledge, not the grades. Chase doing good work, not success. You're to chase your dreams, not the dreams that you think others were deemed worthy. In order to do this, you have to get through yourself, understand the emotions and the motivation to you and your thoughts. Observe them and own them." Paul's story presented many student scholarships and awards, and these were also listed in the ceremony program. Many were local supporters, though some were state or federally supported. The valedictorian for the 2025 class was Brightly Thoning, and the salutatorian was Beatrix McDonough. Special guests for the event included Kenai Peninsula School District Assistant Superintendent Carrie Dendron and Board Member Tim Doherty. Music was provided by the high school band, choir, and swing choir. Other schools in the Homer area also held graduation ceremonies this week, including Homer Flex School and Vosnesenka. Reporting from Homer, this is Emily Springer.
A series of large fraudulent cash withdrawals made with fake military IDs and passports at banks from Wasilla to the Kenai Peninsula have landed a man and woman in jail. That's according to federal bank fraud and identity theft charges filed Friday against 25-year-old Carrie McLeish and 45-year-old Rebecca Walker. Walker had apparently flown from Texas to Alaska, and McLeish had a Texas driver's license when he was arrested, according to the charges. The scheme allegedly took place in mid-April and involved McLeish driving Walker in a rented orange SUV to various South Central Alaska credit unions, including in Wasilla, Eagle River, Anchorage, Soldotna, and Kenai. The charges say that at least three times Walker withdrew cash from bank accounts, $9,500 each time, using fake identification with the real account holder's name but Walker's photo. According to the charges, a bank employee in Soldotna recognized Walker's photo from an internal fraud alert as she was trying to open a line of credit in someone else's name. The charges say police later found Walker and McLeish in the rented orange SUV, which led them to the pair's Soldotna hotel room where they found 11 military ID cards and 11 passports, all with different people's names and Walker's photo on them. As of yesterday, Walker and McLeish remain jailed at the Wildwood Correctional Complex in Kenai. Court records did not show attorneys listed for either of them. Monday was Arbor Day in Alaska, a holiday dedicated to conserving forests and planting trees. KTOO's Alex Solomon brings us this snapshot of a tree planting ceremony in Juneau.
It's a sunny afternoon in Juneau's Evergreen Cemetery, where more than 40 children and adults gather to honor urban trees and plant native species. Linda Torgerson, a volunteer with the Juneau Urban Forestry Partnership, leads the group in a song. Trees provide clean air, wildlife habitat, food, and their roots hold soil in place. They offer shade from the sun, cover from the rain, and wood for burning and for building. Most other U.S. states honor their trees in late April, but Alaska's Arbor Day falls on the third Monday in May to align with the planting season here. Ben Patterson is the city's landscape supervisor. He says that the cemetery became a certified arboretum in October. It's a level one arboretum, since 41 species of trees and woody plants currently grow here. He's working on getting to 100 species, which will give the arboretum level 2 status.
So you're adding this little mountain hemlock, which is one of the native to southeast Alaska, and the other southeast native that we're planting this year are yellow cedar.
He says the city adds a couple of species every year. The yellow cedars were a gift from a member of the community.
At the time, they were only about 10 inches high. Now the ones we're going to plant, they're probably 3 feet high.
Yeah. Students from Harborview Elementary take turns shoveling dirt to make holes for the saplings. It's quick work with so many hands.
Did you get a turn with the shovel? Oh, yeah,
I just did. Okay. Adults joke that the kids might dig more holes than they have trees to plant in them. Patterson drops some soil back into the holes before plopping the yellow cedars in and patting the dirt into place around the roots. In Juneau, I'm Alex Solomon.
KBBI has a listener survey posted on our website, kbbi.org. Please take a few moments to fill it out and help us identify programming and schedule preferences. And KBBI's Concert on the Lawn will be held on July 12th. We are currently seeking sponsors, vendors, and volunteers. Applications are available on our website, kbbi.org. For more information, call during business hours, 907-235-7721. And stay tuned for volunteer programming coming up tonight at 7 p.m. It's The Mixtape, hosted by Joe. And that's it for tonight's news. Thanks to KBBI's Emily Springer, Alaska Public Media's Casey Grove, and KTOO's Alex Solomon for their contributions. If you have a story idea or a news tip, email news@kbbi.org. You're tuned in to member-supported KBBI AM 890 Homer and on translator K201 AO 88.1 FM Seward and online at kbbi.org. Thanks for listening. Have a good evening.